Psalm 139. Yahweh, you've searched me, and you know me. You know if I am standing or sitting. You read my thoughts from far away. Whether I walk or lie down, you are watching. You are intimate with all my ways. A word is not even on my tongue, Yahweh, before you know what it is. You hem me in before and behind, shielding me with your hand. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, a height my mind cannot reach. Where could I run from your spirit? Where could I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in death, you're already there. I could fly away with wings made of dawn or make my home on the far side of the sea, but even there your hand will guide me, your mighty hand holding me fast. If I say, the darkness will hide me and the night will be my only light, even darkness won't be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You created my inmost being and stitched me together in my mother's womb. For all these mysteries, I thank you, for the wonder of myself, for the wonder of your works. My soul knows it well. My frame was not hidden from you while I was being made in that secret place, knitted together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my body even there. All of my days were written in your book, all of them planned, even before even the first of them came to be. How precious your thoughts are to me, O God. How impossible to number them. I could no more count them than I could count the sand. But suppose I could, you would still be with me. And here comes the shift. O God, if only you would destroy those degenerates. If only those reprobates would leave me alone. They talk blasphemously about me, about you. Your enemies treat you as if you were nothing. Don't I hate those who hate you, Yahweh? Don't I loathe those who defy you? I hate them with a total hatred and regard them as my own enemies. But then this is what the writer says. Examine me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is misdeed within me, and guide me in the way that is eternal. Kadi, we look forward to what God has placed on your heart to share with us this morning.
First, I want to apologize, Bruno, for laughing at the beginning of your announcement. It wasn't at you. It was at our wonderful kids peering in through the windows to see what we were up to. And I'm just, they're a blessing. I don't have kids of my own. I'm very much okay with that. But I love hearing the kids and watching the kids. I find them such a great blessing to this congregation. When I was asked to pick what scripture to use, Psalm 139 was the first one that came to mind. And as I read it, I was thinking, well, I could cut pieces of it out. But I don't feel like but that's up to me to do it, and I don't know what you need. So I'm like, I hope you take from that psalm whatever God was speaking to you. But I'm somebody who does like to talk, and I have an opinion on most things, quite a few things. So when Joe asked if anybody was interested in doing a 5-minute focus some Sunday, I went, sure, I can do that. And then Sarah, being her organized self, went, what are you doing? And what is your scripture in that? And I'm like, oh, I need to focus and actually decide what I'm going to talk about. So I decided that something that all the different ideas that came to mind, one thing I probably have half a decent opinion on is something I struggle with a lot is self-esteem. I've always had low self-esteem and a low opinion of myself throughout my life. I very much excel at being so-called humble and tearing myself down and criticizing myself. And I've always been a bit of a loner and seem to end up watching from the outside in. My shyness and quiet demeanor always seem to set me up for the bullies in the area. I was definitely a pushover through my school years. I would allow others to use me, but as long as they liked me, it was okay, right? But if they didn't like me or include me, that meant something was wrong with me then, right? In college, I was involved in drama chapels. My third year of college, I helped co-write a few of the plays. Our last play of the school year dealt with spiritual warfare with our characters. During the play, we would meet our characters and the lies that Satan tells us, and then we would see Christ speak his truth and light and dispel the darkness. Well, the lady I would co-write with, we used a lot of listening prayer when we wrote our plays. And she made a mention of how I heard the lies of our characters very well. Then she quickly apologized, like, I didn't mean anything by that. And I'm like, no, you're right, I do. Because I've believed most of those lies throughout my life, and some of them I still believe in. I'm also someone that has never had much of a career. Instead, I've moved from job to job. And because of this, I've been part of many job prep groups where you focus on applying and preparing for interviews. And despite this, these groups that were amazing and helpful, I definitely still struggle with applying. Cover letters where you need to sell yourself and your abilities. I have yet to figure out how to put down the words, I can do the job, just hire me and I'll show you. We don't want you saying that. I don't know how many of you noticed, but on the bulletin there were a few questions if you guys needed any conversation starters throughout the meal. A lot of you will probably recognize where they might have come from. And they're the jobs that people love to ask in interviews. Those are the interview hot questions you're supposed to be prepared for. I don't know if any of you found them easy to answer. Those are the three I'm not huge fans of. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, it depends if I get this job or not. I would love to pay my bills and feed my dog. That kind of basic, simple life needs. If I don't get that job, hopefully somebody else will hire me so I can pay those bills. Because I am not much of a goal setter. They change. Goals always change. So for me, plan 5 years down the road, I don't care what happens 5 years down the road. I want to know that I'm paying my bills tomorrow. And life circumstances change. So you don't, what happens in 5 years, I might not even be close to that. My life plans have changed so much throughout the years that, you know what, tomorrow doesn't really matter a whole lot. Am I able to do what I can now? What is your greatest strength? At first, when I was asked this, I really struggled. Oh, I'm sure I have one, but I don't know what it is. And with a lot of work, I've finally been able to figure that out, especially when it comes to the whole job thing. What is your greatest weakness? My first gut reaction is still the same. You have no clue what kind of worms you're trying to open up right now. Job-wise, you're supposed to answer something like you're trying to be a secretary. Well, my typing speed is only this, but I'm practicing to get it faster. How you take your weakness and how you're trying to improve it. But personally, I still find it a triggering question. Because my first response, well, what's my weakness? I turn into what's wrong with me. And to me, my negative aspects stand out. They just kind of blast to me. I look at myself and see all that is wrong with me, and probably more. A lot of it may stem from my depression, which really easily exaggerates and emphasizes anything that's negative. And I've had to learn to start seeing myself differently. And to see do that, I needed to change how I spoke to myself and to those around me. And I had to often tell myself, if you wouldn't say it to someone else, why is it okay to say it to yourself? And maybe that is why I like resonate with songs like Victoria's Secret by Jax. I'm not sure how many of you know it. I think it's quite a fun song, especially when she did a flash mob in front of a Victoria's Secret. And there's a video on YouTube. I think it's amazing. But it's a song that talks about Victoria's Secret is that she's actually an old man in Ohio that's decided to tell us what beauty is. And that's kind of the society that we live in. A lot of those lingerie shops that are supposed to enhance and embrace the beauty of women, a lot of them are created by men who've made a lot of money telling us what we should look like. But in the song, it's about seeing more diverse beauty around us. And then it does not matter what you look like, because we're all human. Those magazine photos, they've been photoshopped. Nobody looks like that. That's not reality. There's a saying, sticks and stones might break your bones. And you're supposed to go on to say words can never hurt me. But to me, I've changed that to words can leave a devastating scar on your soul. I have matured enough over the years to know that when somebody bullies somebody else, it's their issue. It's not yours. But living with anxiety, I'll go home, brush it off, go home, and their words will circle around in my brain. Enough that I start believing those words again. Their lies of not being good enough and not being enough or being too much. And I've definitely become more aware of words and how they can be used as swords and daggers on others. Because I find it is easy to listen to the lies and to see how true those lies are. The evidence can seem everywhere when you look for it. I find it is definitely harder to see God as yourself, as God sees you. And it is hard to give yourself grace, but it's necessary to love ourselves so that we can be able to love others. You cannot give from an empty cup. But sometimes filling your cup can be tricky and it needs to be constant. It's not a once done and it's over. You have to keep filling it. So I've learned to help fill my cup for self-esteem. I'm learning to remove toxic words and phrases from my vocabulary. Because I'm really bad at saying the S word. I'm supposed to. I should be. Instead, I just can't remove them. I have to replace them. It's like instead of I should be doing my dishes, I can be doing my dishes. And just that switch is a huge weight. I'm not attacking myself anymore, I'm giving myself permission. And I have slowly been learning to love myself better through therapy and counseling, my meds, and a lot of self-work. I have surrounded myself with good and healthy words. If you walk into my apartment, I've got calendars and posters hung up everywhere with healthier words, healthier phrases. I even have some of my mirrors have stuff written on them. I am a saint that sins. Not I am a sinner, I am a saint. Because that's what Christ did for us. Even the shirts I choose to wear are words that I often need myself. I hope they're a blessing to other people who see them, but they're often a reminder to myself. Today, don't stop apologizing for existing. Because it's easy when you don't believe yourself, it's easy to apologize that you take up space. And don't ever apologize for that. And with all these words that I've said and shared, I do want to leave you with something. I want to leave you with the thoughts of, how do you see yourself honestly? And how can you love yourself even a little bit better going from today? Thank you.